A royal procession a week before the Queen's funeral. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They played God Save the King in Edinburgh, where King Charles III arrived. He'll lead the royal procession that will take his mother, Queen Elizabeth's coffin, to the main cathedral where the public can view it.
I just can't believe that she's not here, because obviously the whole of my life I've known the Queen, and it was just... Thursday, it was just dreadful news.
That's when the Queen died, after a British record 70 years on the throne. Leaders of Parliament offered their condolences earlier this morning before King Charles addressed lawmakers.
As I stand before you today, I cannot help but feel the weight of history which surrounds us.
Ukraine claims it took back control of more villages today, continuing a counteroffensive, liberating some areas Russian forces took control of during the invasion. President Biden goes to Boston today, 60 years to the day after President Kennedy's famous speech unveiling the goal to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. The Biden speech will push for a cancer moonshot.
The Biden administration believes biotechnology and biomanufacturing can, quote, end cancer as we know it.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
The White House says an executive order signed by the president is aimed at boosting biomanufacturing in pharmaceuticals, agriculture, energy, and plastics.
A New York City mother is in custody after her three children were found dead on a Coney Island beach early this morning. They believe she drowned the 4 and 7-year-olds and their baby brother. Kids in Seattle will not be getting up for school this morning. Their summer continues because their teachers are on strike.
Students were supposed to return to school last week, but the start of the school year is on hold as the district and the teachers union are locked in negotiations. This weekend, the school district said it's making progress, but both sides remain at odds over pay increases and the ratio of school social workers to students.
Fox's Richard Jordan. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Sunday marked 21 years since the 9/11 terror attacks.
We have repaired what was threatened. We fortified what was attacked. The indomitable spirit has never, ever wavered.
President Biden went to the Pentagon. The First Lady was in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, honoring the passengers on Flight 93 who fought back, then crashed into a field.
You have stories of pride, of the heroes who stood up to terror despite the danger.
And New York's Ground Zero, where the Twin Towers were hit, then collapsed. They read all the names of the nearly 3,000 people killed that day.
Firefighter Jimmy Riches, Uncle Jimmy, I am so proud to be named after you. You are my hero. I wish I could have met you because you sound like so much fun when we talk about you.
A former major league pitcher who changed careers and joined law enforcement was killed headed to that ceremony.
Police say 37-year-old Anthony Varvaro died in a car crash in New Jersey on Sunday morning as he was on his way to work at the September 11th remembrance ceremony in Lower Manhattan. Officials say Varvaro was hit by a driver traveling in the wrong direction. Varvaro became an officer with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey in 2016 after retiring from a major league baseball career. He had been a relief pitcher with the Seattle Mariners, Atlanta Braves, and Boston Red Sox before joining law enforcement. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, rising futures suggest stocks could make gains at the opening bell. Carlos Alcaraz won tennis's U.S. Open then. The 19-year-old became the youngest men's player to top the world rankings. A quarterback who's 45 won on NBC's Sunday Night Football.
First and goal from the 5, Brady. Touchdown!
Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Dallas Cowboys 19-3. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.